Lom, what have you been doing all morning with them books and papers?
Abner, don't bother me. This is the biggest one idea I ever had.
Well,
I'm forming a new insurance company.
Insurance company? What's the name of it?
The Lom Edwards Mutual Casualty Benefit Fidelity and Insurance Society of Pine Ridge and Company, Incorporated.
You abbreviated it, huh?
Yeah.
Is there any money in that loan?
Money? And who do you think owns all them tall buildings you see in the big cities?
Huh?
Who do you think owns that big rock of Gibraltar out there in the ocean?
Jack Benny?
The insurance companies. Of course, mine's going to be a non-profit.
No profit, son.
That's right. Huh. All the money we take in stays in the company. Of course, we've got to pay salaries to the executives.
Oh, sure.
President and the three vice presidents, first, second, and third.
No shortstop, huh? Well, who are the executives going to be, Long?
Well, seeing how I thought of the idea, I figured I'd hold down all them jobs myself.
Now I see why it's a non-profit company.
What do you mean?
Well, by the time you get done paying all them salaries to yourself, there won't be no money left for profit.
Congratulations, Abner. Let me shake your hand. You're the first customer in my new insurance company.
How do you do? Now I've got to go out and find myself an accident someplace.
Well, an accident ain't the only way you can collect your insurance. You get paid for being sick, too.
Yeah, if I'm real lucky.
Now, take Earl Scudder over in Hatfield. Now, he had one of these insurance policies, and when he got sick, he collected for 3 months.
Earl Scudder's dead.
Yeah, but he ain't broke.
No. A lucky stiff. Hey, Long, look, there comes that lady from the county seat that was here last week.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I can sell her one of my insurance policies.
Yeah.
Well, howdy, ma'am.
Come right in.
How do you do? I'm Miss Pitts of the County Home Economic Bureau. I'm preparing a sample luncheon for 8 Pine Ridge housewives, and I'd like to buy some crab meat for the salad.
Well, sit right down, Miss Pitts. Now, I have a little accident and health insurance here that a fine, intelligent woman like you should swallow her hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, thank you. The county has delegated me to instruct the housewives of Pine Ridge in the new economic policy.
Well, Miss Pitts, I have a very economic policy, too.
Oh, that's fine. I'd like a brand with that's reliable and cheap and tasty.
Well, mine's reliable and cheap.
Well, it might be tasty, too, if you like parchment long.
Do you sell it loose, or does it come in the can?
Well, it comes on paper, but I can stick it in a can for you.
Here's an old tomato can. You can stick it in this one.
Yeah. Good stick it in there. You don't mind if it's wrinkled up, do you, Miss Pitts?
No, I'm going to mix it with mayonnaise and dressing anyway.
Wait a minute, Miss Pitts. You talk like you're fixing to eat this insurance policy.
Well, that's one way of getting sick and collecting.
Oh, dear me. I'm afraid you misunderstood me. I don't want an insurance policy. I just want to buy a can of crab meat.
Crab meat?
Miss Pitts, if you're going to eat that stuff, you'll need an insurance policy.
Me, here I am, been wasting my time for nothing. Abner, have we got any crab meat?
Yeah, we got some in before the war. It's up there on that top shelf right next to the strong heart dog food there.
Would be on the top shelf where I can't reach it. Abner, come over here and bend down so as I can climb up there.
Yeah, all right. Oh, doggies, Lom, it feels like you got on your baseball shoes again.
Does he always stand on your shoulders like that?
No, ma'am. Just when he's reaching for the top shelf.
I got to stop jiggling, Abner. I'm coming down. There. Well, here you are, Miss Pitts. That's 30 cents.
Oh, thank you. Here's the money, and good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Well, that's 4 good days in a row. Longest spell of good weather we've had in weeks around here.
Well, hello, Opie, old friend. Come on in, Abner. Get the cat out of that easy chair and let our guest make himself comfort while I sell him an accident policy.
Well, he sure needs one. He's bound to have an accident sooner or later the way he plays that clarinet of his.
Opie, suppose you had an accident or you got too sick to work. What would happen to you and your loved ones?
I don't know. I guess they'd throw me out of the house.
Natural.
But, Opie, if you had an insurance policy and you was getting paid all the time you was sick, then what would happen?
His loved ones would never let him get any better.
Well, anyway, Opie, all it costs is $3 a month.
$3 a month?
Well, actually, Opie, it comes to just 10 cents a day. You spend that much on a good necktie.
Well, yeah, 10 cents a day ain't much. All right, Lum, here's a dime. I'll take a day's worth.
A day's worth.
Yeah, but don't make out the policy now. I want to save it for the day I have my accident.
Why don't you spend 20 cents, Opie? That way you get that double identity.
Be quiet. Opie, you can't get it by the day. You got about a month's worth.
Well, I ain't got $3 right now, Lum, but I'm expecting some money later on.
Well, that's all right, Opie. You can pay me then. Now, just sign this policy. Here's my pen.
Yes, sir. There you are, Lum. Well, I got to run along now. I'll see you later, fella.
Yeah, so long, Opie.
Opie, wait just a minute. How much money are you expecting later?
Well, I don't know yet, Lum. It all depends on what kind of accident I have. So long.
Granny's Abner, this insurance company of mine is going even better than I thought it would.
Well,
I've already sold you and Opie, and the town's full of suckers just like you.
Yeah. Well, I knew you'd get me, but doggies, I didn't think Opie'd be that stupid.
You know, Abner, I've been thinking I ought to have more of a dignified name for my company.
Oh.
Lum Edwards don't sound important enough.
Oh. You could have called yourself John Edwards or Henry. Hey, wait a minute. What about Prudential Edwards?
Yeah, that sounds kind of important. Sounds insurance-y.
Yeah.
Prudential J. Edwards. Yeah, I kind of like that.
We could call you Prudy for sure. Oh, wait a minute. Here comes Luke Spears, and it looks madder than a wet setting hen. Yeah, howdy, Luke.
Howdy, Abner.
Yeah, howdy, Luke.
Lum Edwards, what'd you do to my nephew, Opie?
Well, nothing. I just sold him my insurance policy.
Well, all he's been doing for the last 2 hours is throwing himself downstairs on his head.
Oh, Lord, me.
What happened to him?
Nothing, but he busted 3 of my steps.
Well, Luke, I'm glad you come over here.
I won't do it, Lum.
You won't do what?
Whatever you're going to ask me.
Luke, I'm just trying to help you because you're such a nice, sweet, friendly little feller.
Oh, yeah? I'm a mean, miserable, nasty little varmint, and you know it.
He's got you there, Long.
Yeah, I know, but I'm willing to overlook that. Now, Luke, everybody needs insurance. For instance, suppose you was walking down the street some night.
What street?
Any street. It don't make no difference.
It makes a difference to me. I ain't going walking on no strange street in the middle of the night.
I don't blame you, Luke. That's how accidents happen.
Well, it don't have to be a strange street. Let's say you're walking down Main Street just for the sake of argument.
I don't have to walk down Main Street for an argument. I get more than I can handle right in my own lunchroom.
He gets one every time he serves a meal.
There's not going to be any argument. You're just walking down Main Street.
Where am I going?
You're not going anyplace.
Now, wait a minute.
All right, then. You're going to Moe's Moots Barbershop.
What for? I just got a haircut yesterday.
How about a shave?
No, thank you, Abner.
Well, then, Luke, let's forget about accidents. Let's suppose you get sick. Now, with one of my policies, you can be sick in bed and still have money coming in.
I can?
Well, sure. As high as $50 a week. And all it costs you is $3 a month.
Well, Dad, blame it, Lum. Why didn't you tell me that an hour ago instead of wasting my time talking about insurance? Here's $3. I'll take one of them sick policies.
That's fine. Now, here's my pen, Luke. Just put your John Hancock right there.
John Hancock? How come he don't sign his own name?
Why?
There you are. Now I got to get back to lunchroom. So long, fellas.
So long, Lou.
So long. Granny's Abner, this insurance company is a regular gold mine.
Well, it ought to be. You get them policies printed up for 6 cents apiece, and you're getting $3 for them.
Wait a minute, Abner. You just give me an idea how I can make a lot more money. All I got to do is lower the prices.
You mean you're going to sell your insurance cheaper?
No, I'm going to try to get them 6-cent policies printed for a nickel apiece.
Oh!